Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Just in case you missed it, I uploaded a video yesterday, an exclusive on hugotalks.com. Lucis Trust, New World Order, Antichrist. Some people found it very interesting. It's worth a look if you haven't seen it. Check it out on the link in description and pinned to the top of the comments. And subscribe to hugotalks.com, the website, to get notified of all video uploads. Now, smart meters. Yes, we are back on that subject of smart meters. It's another tool of control from the control freaks. Many people have been fooled into getting one of these put in their house. We've talked about it before on here many times. A lot of these energy companies will send you letters and make it sound like it's just automatic, that you have no say in the matter, and that they are going to come round and replace your old meter with a new smart meter, and it's going to be fantastic, so it will. But you do not have to accept it. I mean, you have to intervene, I believe, and tell them to ring them up and say, no, I don't want a smart meter. Obviously, if you're renting, then it's a different situation. But now we are seeing them start to turn the screws with this, as we can see in this report from Ireland yesterday, which I will get onto in a second. But in the UK, going by an article I just read, it says that in the UK there are now 21 million smart meters. Apparently, this is 44% of all the meters in the UK. So still, the majority of people don't have smart meters. Now, the problem is, if they can persuade the majority of people to get smart meters, then I'm going to estimate that they're going to make life very difficult for those who have not got a smart meter, probably by raising the tariffs of those without. So they are actively trying to persuade people to get smart meters. That is why you have celebrity shills like this location, location, location entity going on tour. On tour, I mean, come on, and trying to persuade the poor suckers of the UK to get a smart meter installed. And these smart meters, like the smartphone, are very much part and parcel of the beast system. Now, over in Europe, in Spain, for instance, they are much further ahead. They have energy tariffs for the times of the day. They are now looking at limiting your energy. As you can see here from the other day, Spain puts limits on air conditioning and heating to save energy. And they can do this because people accepted smart meters, which allows them to measure what you do, when you do it, every hour of the day. And here we see in Ireland yesterday, threat of tea time blackouts and price rises if peak time electricity use does not fall. And also we see here, regulator calls for electricity use tariffs during evening peak amid significant risks to supply. So basically, they are looking to bring peak time energy tariffs between 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So usually, you know, when you're cooking your dinner or whatever. Now, this is no surprise, I mean, to people who follow this channel. I think already in the UK they are talking about how smart meters will be changing their tariff or price per unit every 30 minutes throughout the day. The idea for this is to completely control you. I mean, look, they're already hiking up the prices, okay? They're over exaggerating how much they're going to hike up the prices, probably to get you to go for a fixed rate now. So you want to bear that in mind. But they are hiking up the prices. So this tool of control will be even more efficient to them. They want to control when you use energy, how you use it. They want to make you cut down on the usage. They want to put limits on you. Later on, they're going to probably try and introduce fines. There will be carbon credits. They will use them to like doggy treats for you. It will be linked to your smartphone. Part of the social credit system. They want people running around constantly, checking the price of the energy on their smart meter every second of the day and getting them all to do what they want when they deem it so. This is all part of the digital trap. So, you know, say no to smart meters. That's my opinion. I mean, why on earth would you ever get a smart meter now? Apparently, there are nearly a million smart meters, it says here, have been placed in Ireland. That's roughly about 30%, 40%, I believe. Could be wrong there, but something like that. Again, it's still not the majority. Now, listen to this in this news article from the Independent IE. It says here, the CRU, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, is proposing a range of changes to tariffs usage policy for large energy users to push them to alter their demand patterns. To push them, it says, to alter their demand patterns. So they are plainly telling you, we want to control what you do when you do it. But there will also be an impact on domestic customers, it says here. Those with smart meters who are on smart tariffs or time of use tariffs could see further increases in their already higher peak time charges. Okay, their peak time charges are higher, compensated by further reductions in off-peak charges. Oh yeah, what do you reckon? I bet the off-peak charges, when compared to the high peak charges, I bet that compensation doesn't pay off. If you're on a smart meter, let us know in the comments if you feel it's better, because from what I've heard, it's the complete opposite. Anyway, it continues. Those with smart meters who are not yet on smart tariffs will come under pressure from their suppliers to make the switch. The majority of households still do not have smart meters in Ireland and do not have fluctuating peak and off-peak tariffs. So it will be harder to incentivize them to delay unnecessary use of electrical appliances to beyond the 5 p.m., 7 p.m. period. Oh no, it's going to be difficult to control those people who don't have a smart meter, yeah? Oh, what are we going to do? It continues, but electricity companies are being told they need to find ways to encourage the change in behavior. If they don't, there are underlying threats of power outages and increased network charges, which apply to all customers regardless of what meter or tariff they have. The CRU said it would not speculate on what ideas and initiatives the electricity suppliers would come up with, as they have been given until September the 1st to respond. So as you can see there, they're going to pretend to threaten you with blackouts and electricity limits, etc., etc. Don't fall for it. So if you're in Ireland, get ready for a smart meter propaganda push. Letters probably telling you they are going to change your meter over. Remember, legally, you have every right to say no, and you probably just have to contact them and say no. In the days gone by, yeah? In the days gone by, slaves were kidnapped and put into a cage. In this modern age, they want you to agree to enslave yourself. They want you to submit to locking yourself in a cage. And they're using technology and mass media coercion to make people believe that this is a good thing. Now, I mean, come on, you need to stand up to these Decepticons and say no. And remember, the word smart, as used in the word smartphone, smart meter, smart television. One of the meanings of the word smart is this: to cause or be the cause or seat of a sharp, stinging pain. Also, to feel or have such a pain, to feel or endure distress, or to pay a heavy or stinging penalty. That's one of the meanings of the word smart, and I think that's more likely the meaning most closely associated with it when it's applied to phones and smart meters. A heavy, stinging penalty, a cause of pain. Need I say any more? Okay, let us know what your thoughts are in the comments. And as always, thanks for listening, and come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com, and I'll see you later.